healthy body. I just love the wisdom I glean from her whenever I hear her on a conference call or listen to her speak. It's not like a guilt of all the stuff I'm doing wrong. It's an inspiration to do better than I'm doing. So please help me welcome Linda Morris.
Sherry Danzig has grit. Grit is the power of passion and perseverance. In fact, that's the name of the book. In fact, there's a couple of quotes that are so good that I'm going to read them. The power of passion and perseverance. The secret to outstanding achievement is not talent, but a focused persistence called grit. It is critically important and not at all easy to keep going after failure or illness. Some people are great when things are going good, but when they fall apart, when things are not. So, who wants to become gritty?
Yeah.
I never thought I'd ask that question. I have to go over here. Okay.
Stop. Not that far.
Not that far.
Okay. There you go.
So, don't look at that yet. I have something else to say first. I have a lot of projects that are all geared towards health, and a partner and I, we have a stop smoking clinic. We use cold laser, and we really want to help people overcome those addictions for nicotine, and also we have weight loss also programs. So I had a client just this month that came in, and I do coaching, and I ask questions, I find out more about them, which all roads lead to Nikan. And I was talking to him. He's a healthy, clean eater, has a great marriage, children, he's very successful, but he smokes cigarettes. So I have a CO2 monitor, so I had him blow into it, and let's check your CO2 level. And he did, and I looked at the number, and I'm like, something's wrong. Just do that one more time. He did it again, and it was the same number. And actually, I do think pretty quick on my feet, but the CO2, a heavy smoker is a 20, the CO2 level. A non-smoker is a 6 down to a 0. His number was a 5. Like, he's a non-smoker. I said, wow, your number is a 5. I showed him the chart. You're in a non-smoking. But you know why? It's because you are so healthy. You have all these spiritual practices, you meditate. I mean, he shared, actually, the book, the Heal, actually, the Grit book with me. And I'm like, it's working. So your mind is actually preventing your body from having a negative response in your lungs. He's like, that's not what I want to hear, because I want the stamina to quit smoking, but that's good news. I'm like, it is. So we went ahead and did the session. I like to see these clients 7 days later because the body recovers so quickly. I have some people come in and they have a 44. And then when they stop smoking, it's a 5. And within 7 days, it's amazing. The body's amazing. So this guy came in a week later, and I mean, we talked for 45 minutes before we even got to the session because he's just so fascinating. And we checked his CO2, it was in a 3. So he cut it in half again by not smoking. And like, that's the lowest number I've ever seen with any of my clients. And that just goes to show how powerful the mind is when we start feeding it healthy aspects. And that actually leads into a new documentary that won a lot of awards last year. It's called Heal, and Steve's gonna put it up.
We need a wake-up call.
I've been living with chronic pain.
I was diagnosed with lupus.
MS.
My right side of my body was paralyzed.
I have a brain tumor.
So it was stage 4, and that was a shocker. I had never heard of anyone living from stage 4.
Unfortunately, in today's world, the stresses are 24/7, 365. So the net result is illness and disease.
We have a sick care system
where doctors and insurance companies are basically treating symptoms but aren't really getting to root causes.
They leave with every kind of medication,
which then has a side effect, and so basically become a victim twice.
Okay, so believe the diagnosis, and you can do something about it. But don't believe the prognosis.
You know, if someone says, well, there's a less than 1% chance of recovering from the kind of cancer you have, and why couldn't it be you?
What seems very, very clear to me is that my body wants to be healthy, but it's the head. It's the fear. I don't know who I am without being sick.
In a way, we have more faith in the power of cancer to kill us than we have faith in the power of miracles, the power of infinite possibility.
The body has a capacity to heal that I was never informed of as a medical student or resident.
The best science of our time is now showing that every organ in the human body has the ability to heal itself.
What we see here is belief itself shifts biology.
So if I change my perception, I change the signals that are adjusting the function of the cell.
The power of belief is almost everything.
Your body loves you. It loves you unconditionally. It doesn't matter how long you've been sick, you can heal.
These symptoms are brilliantly intelligent in waking us up.
And life is as beautiful or as terrible as you make it.
The Buddha said that every man and woman is the architect of their own healing.
And that intelligence that's giving us life, it is the greatest healer in the world. All we have to do is get out of the way.
This is available on Amazon. There's a few ways you can use this documentary. What if you had a movie night and you made organic popcorn? I probably wouldn't do that, but you could have a vegetable tray and make it a fun night for people, because there's a couple of different ways to look at this. So it's for people that might be going through a health challenge. But what about people that want to change their life? What if they want to have more out of life? What if they want to have a Royal Diamond Weekend business? We are our biggest challenge. We oftentimes do listen to that little voice in our head that's lying to us. Julie brought up The Untethered Soul. Wasn't that the book that talks about how that little voice, it gives you all this really bad information that if it was a friend, you would not hang out with them. And they're in your ear. So sometimes you just have to say, stop it and change what you're thinking. You find, I love Audible. Most of my books that are self-improvement, I listen to an audio because I won't finish reading the others. And, you know, some days you just have those days where you're going through and it's just things are not flowing. You're not in the flow. So you just step out and you do something else. You go somewhere else. You might do yard work. You might go ballroom dancing. You know, whatever makes you smile and makes you happy and changes your energy. So you are now exuding light and love and happiness and joy. Because who wants to join somebody that's doom and gloom and not enjoying life? So you need to get into that space. And Julie's always been my mentor in that because she exudes love and light. And that's who I want to become, is somebody that exudes love and light. And that takes practice. It takes work. It takes discipline. And it takes being aware when your mind gets into that spot. I have a half a dozen people that I call whenever I get into that spot. And you know you're stuck. And you know you need to get out of it. And you can't get out. So I call for help, and I get help, and I keep going until I find help, until I get out and get myself out of that. And that's something to be aware of, and just to know that we all go through that. We all have, like Sherry's talking about, you might get the sweaty palms and nervous. Your heart might start racing if you have to come up here and talk. Well, I actually took a few public speaking courses because this was my greatest fear. And I was told, whenever you feel that means you're being successful. You know, it's also breaking through a barrier. So as you're on the verge of going silver, gold, platinum, diamond, royal diamond, these things are going to happen. And you can either step back and stop, or you can keep going. Just like, stop. No, I am going. This is my goal. This is my mission. You know, write out the attributes of the people you want to attract into your business. And then they start showing up. You don't, you know, who you want to join your business. So back to the Heal documentary. Have a movie night. It's good to invite people that don't have a big agenda. They might have a little agenda. So I invite them to my wellness home, and it's fascinating. A lot of my repeat clients, I have a home office, so I have them come to my wellness home, and I see them walk in my front door, and they pause, and they take a deep breath, and you can just see the stress melt out of their body. And I have a few clients, so I just stand there and watch them. It's like, wow, isn't that kind of cool? And but to invite people over, and you have your wellness home. You might have your little slips of paper or registration in a obvious but subtle area. You might have like the little catalogs or the postcards. You have them around. You have you might have some of your DK nutritionals out. You don't have a bunch of stuff. It's subtle. And you might even start, well, I live in a wellness home. Now, the importance of this movie is some people are going to, thank you, Steve, are going to be able to do the steps to overcome these challenges. But most people don't want to. And that's the beauty of the wellness home. They just get to live in it, and they are going to start getting healthier. Now, being around vegan people, you can't help but become more, which is opposed to becoming less. So living in a wellness home is the shortcut for a lot of these people that have health challenges. And you know, sometimes I've heard over the years, oh, you can do that with on your own, your mind. I'm like, yeah, but most people don't. You know, they want to be able to put a magnet on their back or their neck or their shoes or their bed. And that's the beauty, and it does continue to get better. I never hesitate to sell an entire wellness home. I never felt guilty about somebody spending the money on a wellness home, because I know when I see them in a month, 6 months, a year, 5 years, 20 years, they are healthier, they're happier, and I never have customers hide from me. They call me. And that's the beauty of Neekin, is it's all for good. You know, we are doing this to make a difference in the world, and we are doing this for money. I had a gal, long-term customer, she ordered a sleep system a couple of months ago. She's like, well, aren't you going to give me a discount? I said, no, I'm here to make money. And she's like, oh, okay. You know, we are not a charity. We are here to make money, and it's okay. And that is the beauty of this new retail concept that we have been working with for the last year, is it's okay to charge retail. We're here to make money. Everybody, every product that's sold is sold to make money. Otherwise, why do it? Everything. Okay, and Amazon does not have free shipping. It's included in that price. You guys know that, right? Yeah. And I tell that to my customers all the time. The mailman always gets paid. He always gets paid. Have you ever mailed anything? Oh, no, we'll just cover it. You know, you don't have to pay for shipping. That's fine. No, and the fact the prices have gone up. So, you know, just be authentic. Don't try and be somebody else. When I go on an appointment, I don't come in with a big pack of papers and, you know, sometimes I go to a downline's house and I see all this stuff spread out. I'm like, this is too much stuff. I don't want to be that obvious. I don't want somebody to come in and they already are anxious because they see all this stuff lined up. I do have my iPad. I carry a big purse. I think most of you already know that about me. In my purse, I have my iPad. I have information. Everything that I need is right in that purse, but I leave it in my purse. And I find out about that person. You know, sometimes people say they don't want to know about the business. So, okay, Dave, you come in, and we talk for a couple minutes, and I say, so what do you want to know? Well, can you tell me how the business works? You know, and I was just told, don't talk to them about the business. Well, they want to know about the business. So you can't have any preconceived notions about what they want because you haven't talked to them yet. So I don't ever have an agenda. If you just speak from your heart, you're going to know more about them and where to go. They're going to tell you where to go. Okay, that wasn't nice. But they are. So, and you always know more about the products than they do. And if they ask you a question you don't know, that's a really good question. Let me see if I get Steve on the phone, and he can help us. And actually, you're better off. Dave Johnson does that all the time. He knows more about Neekin than anybody else probably in the world. But he always uses three-way phone calls and other people's credibility. So the biggest thing is to be present. Put down those devices. Put them on mute. There's a mute button. You can even turn it off. And be present and listen. Don't be thinking about what you're going to reply before they finish their sentence. Be present, because most people aren't present. Kids can be sitting somewhere next to each other texting each other instead of talking. People need to be heard. You know, it can be a very silent world in our world today because most people text. And it's like, can't we just talk on the phone? You know, so let's be different. Be present, share from your heart, listen, don't have an agenda. Okay, you might have a little agenda of like getting them informed. Don't have them just have one look. I want you to see this, I want you to talk to somebody else, I want you to have a really great product experience or rollout or demonstration. Yes, I still do rollouts. It opens the door where it wasn't even a possibility before. So that's my biggest thing. Be present and pay attention, listen, and share from your heart. Thank you.
Woo! Okay.
Fantastic. I'm so excited to have a movie party. That was fantastic. Thank you for sharing, Linda. Next up, we have a gentleman.